My name is Rochelle. I'm from Western Canada, and this is the story of how I was catfished. I grew up in an extremely sheltered household, and I was the only girl. I had four brothers with me, so you can imagine that kind of was against me already. So the person who kind of like perpetrated that was my dad for the most part. He was like pretty abusive in like kind of every form, mostly. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't get all the forms of abuse, but my mom definitely did. But we got, like, us kids, we got, like, emotionally abused, and for the most part, yeah.
Yeah. And when you say, like, sheltered growing up, do you just mean, like, in every aspect, like, with friends or with, you know, like, TV or, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. In which ways?
I think mostly just with, like, friends and social settings, because my dad was very protective of me.
Got it.
I was, like, his girl. He does have one other daughter, but she's not living in that situation. So it was just me there as his girl. So, yeah, like, I wasn't allowed to, like, have sleepovers. I wasn't allowed to, like, really hang out with friends, not too much, unless, like, my family knew or my parents knew who they were. Like, my one best friend, Danny, of 17 years. Aww. I was always allowed to, like, hang out with her, but I wasn't ever allowed to have a sleepover at her house.
Okay.
Which is, like, wild.
Was she able to sleep over yours?
No. Like, my dad just didn't want anyone. He was kind of, like, a secretive. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how to explain it.
I understand. I got it.
Yeah. And then also, like, wasn't really allowed to do sports or, like, extracurricular activities. I think that's, like, partly because, like, we didn't have tons of money, but also just because my dad was controlling.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the control aspect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like, as I grew up, too, I wasn't allowed to, like, stay out late or, like, go to parties or kind of, like, do regular teenager things.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, like, this is, like, a really big thing, is I wasn't allowed to date or have any boyfriends. So I think, like, I'm not in contact with my dad at the moment and haven't been for, like, the past, like, 7 or so years.
Okay.
But I think, like, even now, if we were, I feel like he would still not want me to have a boyfriend at my ripe age of 27 years old. So, yeah, my childhood was very chaotic. My parents were always fighting, like, throughout my whole life as a child and a teenager. And I just remember always being scared.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, always scared of my dad, because I could see that the way that he treated my mom and the way that he abused her, like, a lot of the times it was in front of us, and another time it'd be behind their door and just hear my mom crying and, like, horrible noises.
Right.
I grew up pretty scared of him, and I think it was because of the way that I saw him, like, treat my mom and physically abuse her. And even though I kind of knew that he wouldn't ever physically abuse us, it was still a scary thing to see. So I think that, like, having that in the back of my mind also kind of made me try not to step out of all of the rules that he kind of had set in place for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I always felt, like, this weird need to, like, protect my mom, even though I was, like, just a kid and couldn't do anything about it. But I always had this desire to make sure that she was okay. And then, consequently, I always kind of felt guilty whenever she wasn't. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's a very big burden for a child.
Yeah.
So because of that feeling of, like, always wanting to protect her, I always wanted to know, like, what was going on in the house. And I always wanted to know, like, exactly what they were arguing about. And I think back then it was because I wanted to know, like, maybe how I could, like, help resolve their issues, or, like, just, like, some way I could, like, protect her. Like, I thought maybe any bit of information could be, like, used towards my advantage in that way. And I was the only one, like, out of me and my brothers, I was the only one who was, like, an active listener of the arguments. Like, I wanted to hear everything, even though it was, like, a lot of the times about the same thing, like, over and over. I just wanted to hear everything. Yeah, so I was always listening to what was going on. And then my brothers were always, like, as soon as the fighting started, almost instantly, they would be in their rooms, like, with the music on.
Like, tuning it out.
Tuning it out completely. Yeah, they didn't want anything regarding it. So that's how I was, like, kind of different from my siblings. And I guess, like, all of this to say that even though my sheltered life had begun because of my dad and because I was so paranoid, I kind of, like, ended up sheltering myself in a way, because I wanted to make sure that I knew what was going on, like, with my mom. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to be at home.
Right.
And I didn't want to leave for those reasons. So since I was at home a lot, it was also around the time that, like, the internet became a thing in many households. I was, like, around 10 mm-hmm. or so when we got, like, our first computer. And we had – it was just, like, on the main level of my house. And my childhood house is the same one that my mom still owns to this day. But basically, it's, like, an open concept, like, Italian build. So there's, like, no rooms, kind of. Mm-hmm. Like, everything is kind of, like, you have to walk around in a circle okay. to, like, get to all the rooms. So what I'm trying to say is, like, our computer was kind of just out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people were constantly walking behind it in order to get to, like, the other side of the house. So there wasn't, like, much privacy when using the computer. But, yeah, like, on a bright side, our, like, one of the first games that me and my brothers ever played was Neopets.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that
yes.
is?
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, so we used to play Neopets. We loved that game so much. And all of us actually became, like, really obsessed with using the computer. Like, we needed to touch grass. Mm-hmm. But we would all, like, take turns, like, with the computer. And my mom would set, like, okay, you get an hour between this time and this time. You get an hour between this time and this time. And we would get so mad at each other if we were, like, one minute past our time. It was, mm-hmm. like, chaotic.
I feel like that's how it is with siblings, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. It's like so many of my sibling fights were just because my brother was on the computer for 2 extra minutes.
Right.
It's like so stupid.
It happens.
Yeah. So I would say that, like, my first ever encounter with, like, internet related victimization was when I was only 11. So since, like, me and my brothers were always, like, showing each other, like, different games and, like, fun stuff to do on our computer, one of those games was, like, a computer version of Dance Dance Revolution,
mm-hmm.
like that arcade game. But I just used, like, the arrow keys to, yeah. like, dance to the music. So we loved that game, and we were obsessed with it. And we would all, like, take turns playing it and, like, see who could get the highest scores. So, like, one day when I was just playing just, like, by myself, I scrolled down, like, on the page, and I noticed that there was, like, a chat box. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time I'd ever seen a chat box before, and I was, like, mesmerized
mm-hmm.
because it was so cool to me.
Right.
Just, like, all
and what, it was just part of, like, the website?
Yeah, it was okay. part of the website. It was just, like, underneath the game.
Got it.
Yeah, so it was, like, so fascinating because it was, like, all these people just, like, saying things.
Yeah.
And at first I didn't really understand what it was.
Yeah, and I feel like everybody as a kid, whether, like, I mean, I remember being on Webkinz and all those different yeah. sites and just randomly chatting with people, and it was, like, the coolest thing.
Yeah. And then I noticed that, like, the people weren't even talking about the game at all. They were just, like, talking about random stuff. So I decided to, like, test it out, and I wrote, like, hi. Mm-hmm. And then, like, people were responding to me, and I was like, okay, this is cool. So I, like, continued chatting on there. And then I think, like, eventually, like, a handful of people on there at different times had asked me, like, do you have an MSN account? Because they wanted to, like, bring it to MSN. But I didn't have it. Like, I didn't have MSN because I wasn't allowed to have it. My older brothers had an account, and I think it was because, like, they're a bit older, but also because, like, they're boys.
Right.
And just, like, so many things growing up, like, I didn't get, but my brothers did.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, so I didn't have one then, and I knew that I wasn't allowed to have one, but I decided to create one, and then I just, like, added all the people who asked if I had one. And then at this point, this is when I started to become, like, really secretive about what I was doing on the computer, because it was, like, the first time I was doing something I knew that I wasn't
right.
allowed to do. And that was, like, kind of a crappy part, because that kind of marked, like, me being secretive or having a need to, like, not share things with my parents for, like, my whole life.
Yeah.
Like, from that point till now, like, there's so many things I've never told my parents, and I think it just stemmed from, like, knowing that I was doing something wrong and then feeling a need to hide it.
Mm-hmm. I think too, if you know that you're gonna get in trouble for something, you're not gonna wanna talk about it, or like if there's going to be a unwanted opinion and you already know that the opinion isn't going to be something that you want to hear, you're just going to want to keep it to yourself.
Yeah. For like a few weeks, I would continue to talk to like these random people on MSN, and I'm pretty sure they were all older than me, and they were all like talking about weird stuff that I had no idea what the words even meant. But now I know what those words mean, and I'm like, those are definitely not words appropriate for like a 10-year-old or I guess 11. But yeah, whenever someone would like come around the computer, since like it was an open concept house, I would just like minimize it and then bring up a different game like Barbie dress up. Which I also, your front. I also did used to play those games, but I was like, this is way more interesting than that, to be honest. So one person in specific I was talking to, he asked me how old I was, and I completely lied, and I was like, I'm 17. And he asked me to like send him nudes, but I knew at that point like there was no way that I was gonna do that. Like, I wasn't even viewing my body in that way,
right?
And I barely even knew what sex was.
Yeah.
So.
Plus, you're so young, like.
Yeah.
What is there to, like, even see? But okay.
Yeah. And I remember, like, thinking about it for a bit, like, how can I do that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, we have, like, this ghetto, like, super old camera. Well, at the time, it wasn't.
Right.
But I'm like, how can I, like, it's like our family's, like, digital camera.
Yeah.
It's like, how can I even do that? And I wasn't going to do it, but I was like.
It puts the thought in your head. So, like, you obviously, anybody, like, especially a child, once you hear, even, like, hearing certain words, it's the wheels are going to start spinning in your head.
Yeah. So, I was, like, visualizing it, and I was, like, I can't even do that.
Right.
But, yeah, like, at the same time, I also just, like, thought it was really, really weird and made me really nervous because, like, no one had ever, just, like, the first time anyone had ever, like, sexualized me, I guess, if you want to call it that. So anyways, I always declined, thankfully. And then so he just resorted to asking me to find him like nude pictures of other people and send them to him. So
does he not have Google?
Yeah, like that's something I didn't really get, but like at the time I didn't question it.
Right.
Yeah.
Plus, once again, how would you really know any better? You were so young.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like wondering that too. Like when I was reviewing this story, like nowadays, I was like,
it's like, that didn't make much sense.
That guy was, like, old enough to do that himself.
Yeah.
But anyways, I decided to, like, do that for him. And while I was doing that, like, I felt so weird. And I just remember, like, shaking the whole time, knowing that, like, I'm not doing something I'm supposed to be doing. Again, like, I wasn't viewing anyone, like, in a sexual way. I wasn't, like, at that age where, like, I even understood what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I just remember, like, being on Google and typing in like girl with big boobs and then like being so scared that someone would like come into the room. I must have like planned it out at like a perfect time when like no one was inside the house or something, and I was like so scared. But I ended up sending like maybe 3 to 4 like pictures of random women on the internet to him. So I think he was like satisfied with that, but like looking back on it, I think that he probably knew that I wasn't a 17-year-old.
Right.
Because I wasn't really acting like a 17-year-old, which is kind of weird because just like kind of predatory. And 17 is still underage.
Exactly. Yeah.
I would say like the weirdest kind of most disturbing thing that would happen is that he would like randomly turn on his webcam. And I don't think there was like any way to like accept or decline if someone like opened their webcam on MSN back then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know because I don't even use MSN to this day.
Yeah.
But anyways, he would like go on there and then like just whip it out.
Really? Did you ever see his face?
I did.
And he looked older?
Yeah.
Okay.
He looked like maybe like 22 to like 26.
Okay. So he would just put his webcam on and take his dick out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was really disturbing for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I'd ever seen one before that.
Right. Probably not. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just remember like typing like, that's so gross. You're so weird.
Uh-huh.
That's so gross. Ew. And then he would just like smile on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really unnerving.
Yeah.
And a few times I just like exited out of the chat. Because, like, I was disturbed and also, like, I didn't want my family to come and see that.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, yeah, that was just disturbing. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, burned in my memory.
Oh, I'm sure. You're so young.
Yeah. Yeah. So one day, I was, like, playing outside with my neighborhood friends because I was, like, allowed to go to their house. I was friends with them for a really long time, but they only lived, like, five houses down the street. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, like, my friend's mom is like, hey, like, your parents called and they want you to go home. And I thought that was really weird because I'd only been there for, like, maybe an hour or two, and we usually used to spend, like, the whole evening there and come back maybe, like, around dinner time or something like that. So, yeah, I found that weird. I kind of had, like, a feeling. And also my, like, little brother, he's, like, 2 years younger, would always hang out with me at their house. But they only wanted me to come home.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So I was a little nervous, and I might have taken a bit longer to walk home that day. Mm-hmm. They brought me over to the computer, sat me down, and they were like, can you explain why we found these on our internet browsing history? And it was, like, the pictures that I sent. And seeing them again, like, it was, like, such an overwhelming feeling of, like, dread, mm-hmm. and, like, embarrassment. And it was just horrible. And they said that they already, like, asked my older brothers about it, which, because I guess you would, like, assume, because my older brothers were, like, kind of preteens, teenagers. It's, like, something that they might have done. But they, like, denied it, and I guess they believed, mm-hmm. they believed them. So it was me.
It was me.
So at first I, like, didn't want to explain, like, anything. Whenever I got in trouble as a kid, I was always silent.
Yeah.
Until they would, like, pry it out of me. And then I just remember, like, breaking down, crying. And I didn't really know, like, what to say. But all I knew was that I had to, like, make something up.
Right, because then it's, like, if you tell them the truth, it's almost, like, so much worse in the pictures.
Yeah. So I ended up telling them, like, semi-truth, but not everything. So I told them that, like, someone on the internet asked me to send those pictures, which was true. And then they asked me, like, oh, well, where do you, like, know this person from? And I lied, saying that it was, like, one of my older friend's cousins.
Okay.
Because I did have, like, an older friend who was, like, actually a friend of one of my older brothers. Mm-hmm. But she really liked me. And, like, she was kind of, like, I kind of looked up to her a little bit. But I used her in this situation.
Yeah.
They wanted me to call her.
Oh, God.
And I was, like, so scared. So I called. Back then, everyone just had, like, landlines, like, mm-hmm. no cell phones, stuff like that. So I called, like, her house phone. And, like, with every ring, my heart was, like, beating faster. And then, like, someone answered. And it was her mom. And I was like, hi, like, is so-and-so there? I was so nervous. My voice was so quiet. And she was like, oh, no, she's not home. She just went out. And I was so relieved. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my God, thank God. So, yeah. So I hung up the phone and I told my parents, like, yeah, no, she's not home. Mm-hmm. And they kind of just were, like, okay with that, I guess. That was kind of, like, the end of it.
And then did they just let it go?
They did, which was, like, kind of weird. I got grounded.
Okay.
For, like, the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And I wasn't allowed to go back to my friend's house. And it's the only time I've actually ever been grounded in my life.
And I'm sure they said, like, gave you the whole spiel of, like, don't do that again, blah, 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 right?
I think so. Yeah, I believe they did. But, like, the weird thing about it was, like, they weren't really mad.
Okay.
And the reason I say it's weird is because, like, in the future, like, after this happened in, like, other parts of my life, like, mm-hmm. other things I got in trouble for, like, not related to this story, I got, like, in super trouble.
Yeah.
For stuff that, like, wasn't even necessarily all in my control before. My parents just, like, weren't too happy about it, but I didn't really get in trouble, like I said, and all I did was, like, end up deleting MSN and never downloading it ever again. So about a year later, I was 12, and I was, like, still doing stuff that I wasn't supposed to be doing on the internet.
Like teenage kids do, or young kids do. I was doing bad stuff too.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. So I saw an ad for, like, this online metaverse game called IMVU.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Did you used to play
I it? Did.
Yeah.
That one's worse. Yeah. Isn't that one bad? Isn't that like where they like look very realistic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the avatars and stuff yes. like look kind of like realistic.
Yes.
Yeah. So I guess I'll just explain it first.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
For the audience anyways, even though you seem familiar.
I was on there.
Yeah. So IMVU, like, I know from what I know from other people that were on it, because I didn't actually know anyone else in real life who was on it. Mm-hmm. But just like from what I know from the internet is like tons of people got groomed on there and it was just like not a great place.
No, it was very sexual.
Yeah. Very sexual.
And I think even the game itself, like even just being on there, I feel like all the girl avatars had big fake boobs and yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you could just like modify them to look however.
Yeah.
However you dream.
And that had a chat too.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. It was mostly like a chatting like virtual universe mm-hmm. software game. It's a metaverse. Yeah. But anyways, side note is I did end up playing this game on and off between the ages of 12 and 18.
Okay.
So a long span of time.
Uh-huh.
So what I like found the most interesting about the game at first was like just like the dressing up of the avatar like situation, because I was like so interested in like dress up games and in fashion design as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a creative person. So I was like, this is such a cool like outlet. It's like different than just like drawing like a dress that you think of or something, or like putting together an outfit in your head
mm-hmm.
because you could visualize it and kind of like put it together on the computer. So I found that like really interesting. And it wasn't like until a little bit later that I realized you could chat with people, because I wasn't doing that at first.
Okay.
All I was doing was like dressing up and down my character and kind of just like checking out like the virtual worlds. And there was like a lot to explore, because there was like virtual universe for almost anything you could think of, like a beach house or like a little town in Tokyo, or like, yeah, just like there was so many things to explore. So when I realized that you could chat with people, I got like so excited.
Yeah, here we go again, round two.
Yeah, because I was like still so fascinated with it, and like I wasn't done with it. It just like got ripped out of my hands
mm-hmm.
When I was like on MSN. So
plus, I feel like it kind of probably filled in that social gap for you.
It did, for sure. Yeah. 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 I didn't really think of it that way, but that completely makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So my first experience with like online dating, I guess you would call it, is when I was like 13 or 14. I ended up meeting this person on IMVU, and his name is Andy. So I got along with him quite a lot. Like, we had a lot in common, and he was like a pretty good guy. And this isn't the person that catfished me. Like, this person okay. was like a real mm-hmm. person. And we ended up like mostly talking on Facebook Messenger.
Okay.
Like, we kind of transitioned out of the game anyways.
And then you were able to see like what he looked like, and were you guys the same age?
Yeah. He okay. was only like a year older than me.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, so he lived in Chicago. His parents knew about me
mm-hmm.
and his mom was like actually trying to like help us meet. Okay. Which was like pretty cute. But my parents had no idea who he was.
Right.
They didn't even know that I was like playing this game mm-hmm. ever.
So through all the years that you played this game, did yeah. you keep it secret the whole time?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, the whole time.
Good job.
They probably like saw the screen a few times, but I don't know what they thought of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my parents had like no idea who he was, a part of like me randomly saying one day, like, I want to travel to Chicago. And all they said in response is like, that place is so dangerous. But like, Canadians think everywhere is dangerous.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. But they didn't really like question my desire to go there at all. But yeah, they didn't.
Just random.
Yeah. He was like a great person, and I'm still like friends with him on Facebook.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah. we don't really like talk mm-hmm. really much. But I do see like what he's doing every now and then.
Yeah.
Which is like kind of cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. But I ended up like breaking up with him because I started seeing someone in my real life high school.
Okay.
And that was when I entered high school in grade 10. It's like 10 to 12 in Canada mm-hmm. and most provinces. So yeah, I just decided to like break it off, because even though it was like an online thing, I was like, I still considered it cheating to like want to see someone in person.
Yeah.
So then the boyfriend I had in grade 10, Steven, he was also a secret from my parents. And I was always paranoid of like getting caught with him. Like the odds are like so low. But whenever we were like outside waiting for the bus, I was like, my dad's going to drive by.
Yeah.
He's going to see me with you. Like my life is going to end. Like I was so paranoid all the time. And then he spread rumors about me.
Love that.
They weren't like crazy rumors, but they were just not true.
Mm-hmm.
Like he just kind of said to like his friend group and anyone he could that we had like done sexual stuff when we didn't do anything at all. Like no form of sex.
And how old were you at this point?
I was in grade 10, so I think like 16.
Okay.
Like 15 or 16. Yeah, I guess 15 because when I got my laptop mm-hmm. for my 16th birthday.
Okay.
And that is like a big part of the story. Okay. So yeah, I got my laptop for my 16th birthday. And then that following summer, between grade 10 and 11, I was like super active on IMVU.
Because now you had your privacy.
Yeah, exactly.
And how were things with your parents at this time? Were they any better, like at home?
No.
All pretty much the same?
Yeah.
Okay.
For like my whole childhood and teenagehood.
Yeah.
They were fighting like throughout the whole thing. And then they didn't get divorced until like a bit later.
Okay.
So yeah, nothing had changed. Because I had like my own laptop now, I was like in my room doing my thing. And I used to like stay up super early. Like,
yeah.
Until like 4 or 5 a.m.
I would do that on Sims all the time. Yeah. That was my thing.
I still do that on Sims sometimes.
So fun. That was like the best.
Yeah. Sims is like that weird addiction where I play for like a month and then I just don't look at it for like 7 months.
Mm-hmm. Then you're back again.
Yeah. I would like stay up until like 4 or 5 a.m. chatting with like all my cool friends on IMVU. And it wasn't all bad because, like, I'm still friends with some of them to this day from, like, all across the world. It's cool.
It is
and,
cool.
Like, we're friends on Facebook and stuff. And, like, yeah. So I did make some really cool connections on there. Mm-hmm. My parents still had no idea I was playing this game. And amongst, like, some of those people that I met, I guess you can call it, like, a friend group, was this one girl, Emily. So it wasn't until like a couple days of chatting that she told me that she had a brother who also played the game. So her brother ended up joining us in like the virtual chat room after like a couple days, and his name was Ryan. They said that their names were Emily and Ryan Nelson. And Emily was only like a year older than I was. And she was about to enter her senior year. And Ryan was 23 and he was in university, and they said that they lived in Minnesota. Emily and I became like really good friends and we would chat almost every single day. Yeah, it was kind of like I had a best friend in real life and then I also had a best friend in the virtual world. So I felt like supported, like she was like an actual friend. And in a way, I kind of felt like in a weird way, it was kind of like a journal.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense, because I am like typing everything out that's like happening to me and putting it somewhere. It's just not in a book. It's like to a person on the internet.
Right.
And it was kind of special in that way. And then Ryan, her brother, and I were talking as well. And after about a month of like talking online, we started like dating. And it did like feel like a really real relationship, even though it was like all online. And I had already experienced an online relationship with the other guy, Andy, like before I got my boyfriend in grade 10.
And when you started dating this Ryan, right? Ryan
yeah.
Guy?
Yeah.
Did he have a Facebook like or anything like that?
Yeah. So, okay.
So he looked real, like he thought he was real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they both like sent me, like links to their Facebook profiles.
Okay.
Both Emily and Ryan did. And they had matching last names on there. So they seemed like they were siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember if I had them added. I think I did add them as friends because I feel like why wouldn't I? So
right.
I feel like I did. But yeah, just like a bit more about like the relationship we had. It's like so corny and stupid. But do you remember Tumblr?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I had like a Tumblr page dedicated just to like our relationship, but I would like post quotes on there that like reminded me of him, and like even like log some of our chats, like sections of our chats that I thought were like cute. And thankfully I dated everything on there, so like when I was going back and like doing research for this, I was like, thank you for dating these.
Yeah.
Because I know like exactly what the timeline is of this. I really believed it to be a real relationship. And that lasted, in total, we were together for like a year. Year and a month. Yeah. But I'll get to why it ended. Okay. So yeah, you were asking about their Facebooks, and they did have Facebook profiles. And one of the weird things about the Facebooks, like the pictures they had, they all seem to be taken with, like, a professional camera.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, back then, like, iPhones weren't really able to take, like, that great of pictures.
Yeah.
Like, they're still pretty good. But, like, not, like, you can tell when it's, like, a DSLR or, like, an iPhone camera.
And did you guys ever talk on the phone or anything?
No.
Okay. So it was all just over Facebook Messenger?
All on IMVU.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, even the relationship?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, okay. Facebook Messenger was with the other guy.
Okay. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. So.
So would you guys be able to have like private chat rooms?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't remember that part. Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah. So we were mostly just in a private chat room most
Got
of the
time. Got it. Okay.
But you can have like separate or like multiple windows. So you can be in like multiple places at once if you wanted. So I could have been like hanging out with my friends in like one tab and then like with him in another tab.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So what the other like weird thing about their pictures is like, well, I don't know if like other people would find it weird, but they were always in like formal wear and always like seemed like it was like an event, like a graduation or a wedding or like something like that. They just like the pictures didn't seem very casual.
Okay.
They're, like very and, like no selfies, like nothing that you would normally find on a Facebook profile, I guess. And they were always in like big groups of people. And like I got from that that they were like very family oriented. And the other weird thing is I never saw any pictures of Ryan and Emily together in, like, the same picture. Which, like, I know some people don't really like their siblings much, but I feel like...
I mean, especially if they're group photos, you would think.
Yeah, exactly. And they seem to like each other a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I found that kind of odd that there was no pictures of them together. But I didn't really think of much of it at the time. And they also described their lives as, like, fairly wealthy. And they said that, like, their first cars were Jaguars. Just, like, a pretty crazy first car.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they lived in a mansion. And I did see, like, a really big house in the background of some of the pictures. So I think that was probably legit. So the other, like, weird thing about the Facebook profiles was, like, the interactions with, like, the network of people they had was just, like, really off.
Mm-hmm.
I guess to say that, like, it was kind of generic. Like the responses or like the comments on the pictures didn't really seem natural, and they were from like other people's profiles, and those people only had like a few pictures, as like when you click on someone's profile picture and you can see like how many pictures they had before, there was only like maybe like four or five or like two.
Okay.
And then they're like the networks of those people were really small, and I was like, this is kind of like not feeling legit.
Red flag, yeah.
Yeah. And the way that, like, the comments were structured from multiple different people was, like, they all kind of seemed kind of, like, similar, like, typed, it, like, similarly. Like, there was no personality behind the way that something was typed, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell that some people always misspell a certain word.
Right.
And you're like, oh, that's just George. He doesn't know how to spell that word. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you know, some people use, like, all lower cases or whatever, but all the comments were, like, the same format. It was weird. But yeah, back then, like, I think that I thought something of it, but I just, like, didn't, like, I was kind of semi, in denial at that point. I was like, I don't know. It's just, maybe they just don't use Facebook a lot. Maybe, like their whole network just doesn't use Facebook a lot. It's very unrealistic, but.
Mm-hmm.
So I had spoken about meeting Ryan, like, once I turned 18, but at the time I was only 16. And since I was, like, so heavily sheltered, I think I held on to, like, the fact that when I turn 18, everything will change, like, so hard. even though that's like totally never the case. Mm-hmm. It's like it doesn't matter if you like suddenly become an adult, like nothing really changes. Super embarrassing. But I knew that like back then when I was like 16, I knew right away like what I wanted to do in university. And that was like to be a graphic designer, which I'm now. I even got in touch with like the faculty of design at the school that was in Minnesota to ask about like international pre-requirements. It's so embarrassing. But yeah, like I just like saw a future. I was just like, I just like held on. I just knew at that point that I wanted to be with him so dearly. Mm-hmm. And I also like I felt like a sense of security in high school, like because I was in a relationship with him. Because I know that like not many people my age could relate to that.
Yeah.
It's like people were always like getting their heart broken or getting cheated on or like whatever else high school relationship drama.
Yeah.
And I felt like I never really had to deal with that. And I felt like very secure because it was like all these girls are out there like trying to get their boyfriend and I just go home and my boyfriend's there every day and I feel confident about that. And yeah, so I had like this like weird sense of security in that way. And I also just like wasn't really interested if like anyone was trying to like flirt with me in high school. I was like, eh, I have a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And also like since my ex did like spread those rumors about me, I just like felt comfortable knowing that like, well, my boyfriend doesn't go to this school, so right. He would never know about that. And he would also not be able to spread rumors about me either if something went wrong.
Yeah.
So it had been like approaching almost a year. Yeah. And Ryan had mentioned like just at this time, which is kind of weird, but he mentioned it at this time that his best friend was like apparently a micro celebrity who like played for the NHL. And I can't mention who it is because it's a real person.
Okay.
So in the immediate moment, I didn't do anything like with that information. I just like didn't care about sports at all. But also like I just didn't do anything with it, I guess, at that time. About like a week or two later, I decided to like look up who this micro celebrity was because something reminded me of it. I know that my best friend at the time like was into hockey and stuff and maybe like just like seeing his team come up, I was like, oh, I should like look up if this person is actually real.
Right.
So I did find this guy's Facebook profile, the NHL player, and everything was legit. It looked like a super legit profile. Tons of friends, because when you're a micro celebrity, you have tons of connections. And I saw from his activity, because I didn't add him or anything like that, but I could still see like some of his activity. He liked or commented on a picture. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was posted by a girl who had the same last name as him. So then I kind of like put two and two together and ended up realizing that that girl was his sister.
Okay.
The NHL player's sister. And the post was about 4 months old, but in the picture, it was her and, do you want to guess who?
Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They were together as a couple. And okay. The caption said
something. Wait, so the player was with this girl?
No.
Ryan was with the player's sister?
Yes. Okay. And the reason I saw it on his profile was because he like liked it or something. So it showed up on there.
Got it.
Yeah.
So, and they were posing as girlfriend, boyfriend.
Yes.
Okay.
And the caption said something along the lines of like, happy 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So my heart sank. I was like, I just didn't know what to think at all. And before I could even process that I was being cheated on, a new thing immediately came up, that it was like the person tagged wasn't Ryan Nelson, but that was Ryan Nelson in the picture as I knew him to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like,
so it was a different name.
Yeah, I was so confused. It was a different name.
So basically he gave himself away by just telling you that he was friends with this hockey player.
Yeah.
Wow, what an idiot. Okay.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, why would, like,
And what are the odds that you like stumbled across those things? Like that's nuts.
Yeah. I mean, he let it go for like a year. And then yeah. he was like, by the way, my best friend's a micro celebrity. You might know who it is.
Okay.
It's like, yeah. I didn't know who it was, but it that person's easy to find.
Yeah. So your heart sank.
So my heart sank completely because like one, I was cheated on, and two, like who is that person? And the person was tagged, like, still not a real name, but it was, like, instead of, like, Ryan Nelson, it was, like, Noah, like, different last name.
Okay.
So I was, like, in complete denial. I just remember being, like, no, like, this is not possible. Mm-hmm. Like, this person is named Ryan, not Noah. And I was, like, this is so weird. So I went to, like, his profile, his real Facebook profile. And the cover photo was, like, some people playing football. And since I, like, refused to believe that his name wasn't Ryan, I was just like, no, that's, like, he's probably just, like, changing his name to, like, someone he looks up to who, like, plays football or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had, like, football players in his cover photo. Like, turns out that was just, like, him playing college football. So I wasn't able to like confront either Emily or Ryan that night because they were already offline. We would usually chat from like since they were like 2 hours ahead of my time zone, so they were already online whenever I got home from school, and then okay. I would have to like say goodnight to them like a couple hours earlier.
Yeah,
on my side. So yeah, they were already gone. Couldn't confront them. So I'm not sure. I didn't know what hurt me more in that situation, because it's just like so much, like two things.
Yeah.
So much to process.
Things. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what do you think of first? What do you process first?
Right.
Anyways, I decided to like take a bit more of a look at his like real profile, and I didn't want to believe it, but everything seemed real on there. Like, the connection seemed real, the amount of friends, the interactions, the photos, there was actually selfies. And yeah, there was like some pictures that I'd seen already from like the fake profile. So yeah, it was the summer at this point, and I like wasn't able to confront him, like I said. I was working a summer job at a daycare, and I was like the cook there for like 100 kids. But I remember that I could like barely keep it together. And I wanted to cry at, like, every moment. And I could barely work, which was really hard because my job was, like, super fast-paced. Mm-hmm. And there's no room for heartache there. So I remember, like, texting my bestie. And I was, like, waiting for her response throughout the day. And that was stressing me out, too, because it was just, like, no one was supporting me at that point yet. Because
mm-hmm.
I was, like, the minutes that she didn't reply to me felt like hours. And I was like, I just need someone to know, like, what's going on with yeah. me right now. Because I couldn't, like, tell anyone. Such, right. like, a unique and, like, complex, weird situation. That it's like, oh, yeah, by the way, like, all this stuff. Now, like, feel bad for me.
Did you get any information during this time about the sister?
No.
So do you, okay. Is that going to come?
Like,
was her profile real?
I have no idea.
Okay.
It's still kind of like a mystery.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. But
like, do you think that he was talking as the sister and himself, or do you think that they were two separate people?
I think like I did end up thinking that it was one person.
Okay.
With both profiles and like two different computers.
Okay.
That's what I ended up thinking about like a month or two after
okay.
everything happened. And then that's just kind of what I believed ever since then. Because, like, one of the reasons why is, like, you could see whenever someone's typing. And I never saw them typing at the same time.
Okay.
And they also typed very similarly. They had, like, almost the same mannerisms. And it almost just felt like, if you didn't see their screen name or their avatar, you would be like, you wouldn't know.
Okay.
Like, which one you're talking to. Because that's how similar they were.
Yeah.
My best friend did end up responding, and that was in the middle of my day. And that was like, I was washing dishes at that point. And I just remember like leaving all of them there and going to the break room and just like crying, sobbing. and praying that no one else was in there, because I was like, I can't explain this. Like, I can't, I just can't explain this. And also my mom worked there, so.
And your parents didn't know anything at this time.
Okay. They didn't know. Still didn't know. So yeah, I made it through my day somehow. I don't remember how. It's just a blur. But that night I confronted him. Well, ended up being like, I confronted both of them, but him first. So all I did was, like, when he got online, was we went in the chat room and I sent him the face, just the Facebook link to the picture of him and the girl. And I also asked him why his name was different than what he told me. And he didn't reply right away. And I kept seeing him type and then it go away. And we can just call the girl in the picture Ashley. So he said, oh, that's just Ashley. She's my ex. We've been like on and off, but we've never been like truly together, which is like such a weird thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't believe that like at all, because like there were tons of like comments on that picture that were like, oh, congratulations. And all those people seemed like in support of this relationship. So how could it have not been like a real relationship?
Yeah. Also, 3 years is a long time to be on and off with the same person.
Yeah. So I did like stand up for myself and I was like, no, you cheated on me. And I don't exactly like remember. I think like I said, no, you cheated on me. And then I think I just like left the chat or something because I was just like so overwhelmed.
During your relationship with him, did he ever ask you for like anything sexual, or was it all kind of just like emotional conversation type thing?
I know that like parts of it were sexual.
Okay.
I can't like remember if he asked for pictures ever, but like at that age, like before I saw him and stuff like that, I like was doing stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, so like it wouldn't have been like weird.
Right.
Like, so that's why I don't really exactly remember if
yeah
I did, but I do know for a fact that like we would sext.
Okay.
So there was at least that.
Yeah.
And I was still like underage at that time too.
Yeah.
So
I feel like who hasn't done that? Not that it's right, but you know.
Yeah, but I mean that he was like older.
Yeah.
So it's like weird.
did you find out how old he was? Or was his age real?
So it's still like really hard to know exactly everything. But the age that he told me, he was like 23.
Got it.
And I was like 16, 17.
Okay.
But anyways, so yeah, I didn't believe that at all about like the whole girlfriend, not being a girlfriend thing. And then I think we ended up coming back to chat again. And he told me that he just didn't want to use his real identity because he was scared of sharing information with strangers on the internet, which is like very ironic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I just, like, somehow forgave him. I don't know. And I told him, like, oh, everything is okay, and I'll just call you by your real name, and I'll call you Noah now. And we just kind of, like, resolved that conversation, and we got offline. But we were still technically, like, together. So then his sister got online, like, a bit later. And I confronted her, and she basically just said the same thing. She said, well, him and her, they weren't actually dating, and, like, the reason that they changed their identity. So I guess that wasn't her real name, Emily. They said that the reason they changed their identity was just to, like, protect themselves. And then from then on, like, I still did talk to both of them and stuff, but it was only for, I don't know, not very long, every day. Whereas before, it was, like, from when I got home to like almost when I went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was constant before. For a month, I still spoke with like both of them, and it was really hard to adjust calling Ryan Noah. And it was really weird because for this whole time you call someone one name and then all of a sudden you have to start calling them a different name.
Mm-hmm.
Just like it wasn't a good feeling. So we just decided to like break up. And that was, yeah, only a month. Well, that's still a long time, but it was a month. of me calling him Noah when we decided to like break up. And I held on to my friendship with Emily like even stronger because I thought that like, well, if he can't really give me like what I want, then like she can, because like that's his sister. And so I kind of like was friends with her trying to get answers. And she never really had much to say. I think it made her really uncomfortable, like the whole thing. So she started to like come online less and less. And Noah was still online like sporadically. Eventually Emily was just like gone for a really long period of time. And Noah told me it was just because she was busy, because she just started university.
I think it's because they got caught.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like if you got caught, it would be super awkward to just keep coming back.
Yeah.
Even though they did for like a month. I didn't know that like the last time I talked to them was going to be the last time. And
they just what, disappeared?
Yeah. They just disappeared off the face of the internet.
And both of them were just gone.
Yeah.
That was definitely one person.
I think so.
I think so.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. And I still, like, to this day, like, that's basically the end of the story, but I still have no idea, like, who it was.
Did you ever do more research, or you just dropped it?
At the time, I was, like, very triggered, and I just wanted to, like, be a part of the, like, apart from the whole situation. So
when it ended, how old were you?
17.
Okay. And then after it ended, after they disappeared, you just kind of swept it under the rug and...
I thought it was such a weird thing that happened that I just would rather not know that it even existed.
And did you give any of your friends like the full rundown of it?
Yeah, my one friend, Annie.
And what did she say?
At the time, I don't really know, honestly. I don't really remember.
Yeah.
I think like, cause she also like didn't know what was going on.
Okay.
But she has theories that she came up with recently.
What are hers? I'm curious.
She thinks that, they were the same person, mm-hmm. but she thinks that it was actually Emily who like had a crush on me as a girl, but wanted to do it through like a guy profile.
Okay. I'm curious. Like, I almost want like the audience to make their theories, because I feel like you could make so many different theories from that, like from this. That's what I was thinking.
I mean, when I was like doing research for this, like I had put this away for like 10 years.
Yeah.
And then resurfacing everything was like, oh my God. Like, thinking of this person makes me feel so weird.
Right. Well, it's sad too, because you grew up, and like, I'm happy that you kind of added your background of your childhood, because you grew up where you were sheltered. And I feel like you relied on these online relationships as your social life. And you did kind of have like these multiple different dating experiences, and what they meant to you were... It meant a lot to you. Like, they were very real and very serious to you.
Yeah.
And, you know, whereas to some people that might start dating right off the bat, like in real life, and have very different experiences, they might not agree that this was as serious, but to you it was.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, I don't want to say all you knew, but like a big part of the dating world that you knew.
Yeah.
So it's sad that people kind of go on these sites, I feel like, and almost mess with people's emotions, thinking, oh, it's just online, like it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But like to you, it was a very long time. It was a year relationship that you had.
Yeah.
And then to find out that the person isn't even that person, it's sad. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Because even think about it, even if it was like a, like you said, like a friend, like with the sister, with the Emily girl, it's like you form this friendship with someone, even if it is online, and then it's just taken away from you and it's gone. You're like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah. Like, she was kind of like my best friend.
Yeah.
And he was like my boyfriend, and then they were both just gone.
Right.
But yeah, it is like something serious to me, because since I was so sheltered, it's like I did seek relationships and friendships from the only way that I kind of could.
And I feel like that was kind of your escape, like going on those like websites and chatting with people. That was kind of your like your reality.
Yeah. And having a real life boyfriend was so stressful for me.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't allowed to date.
Right.
So like, I'd rather, like, that was like the easiest way to have a boyfriend.
Yeah. And to have that connection was online.
Yeah.
Jeez.
No, so, yeah, it's still a mystery.
Yeah, so you brushed it under the rug, and then when you were kind of, when you decided to come on here,
yeah,
and you were gaining, like, gathering more information, was there anything else that came up or still nothing?
Still nothing, because I still, like, don't know this person's true identity. Like, the only thing I know is, like, the real, like, kind of profile that I saw.
Is that, are the Facebooks still there? Or you didn't check?
They're not there.
Jeez.
Yeah, I checked.
Okay. That's wild.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty wild.
Right, and it, like, what, like I said, what stands out to me the most is that for you it was something like it was important to you.
Yeah.
And then for them it's like, I mean, who knows what they thought? I mean, like, granted, yes, they were talking to you every day as well. I'm sure it held some sort of, like, meaning to them,
mm-hmm.
but clearly not as much if they could just, oh, I was caught, see ya, on to the next.
Yeah, and, like, if it was, I don't know if it, like, was this person or not, but if it was that person who, like, lived a very social, wealthy life, like, mm-hmm. they didn't need to have a girlfriend online.
Right.
But for me, it was important.
Yeah.
So.
And I think, honestly, for them, in my opinion, whether, let's say, it was more simple, and it was the simple fact of, let's say it was a million names confused here, but let's say Ryan just, it was really the Ryan guy.
Yeah.
And he had a girlfriend in 3 years and he wasn't happy in his relationship and he was just wanted a side girlfriend online.
Yeah.
Even that, you know, it's like, clearly if that was the case, he was lacking something in his real life and in his real relationship in person that he felt like he wanted something online as well.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, to it's still hurting the person that he's, you know, because you didn't know anything. You didn't even know his name.
No, yeah. And he knew everything real about me.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
And it's crazier that you don't even, like, you still don't have answers. Does it ever bother you, or are you just trying to think about it?
It bothers me. And, like, it was just, like, when I was doing research for this and trying to remember everything, I was really contemplating, like, should I reach out to the person I think it is? But mm-hmm. then I'm like, that's so weird.
Yeah.
Because, like, what if it's just, like, an innocent dude?
Right. Right. That doesn't even.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then he'd, like, I don't know. If it wasn't him or if it was him, they could block me and I still wouldn't know.
Yeah. That's true. And then have you, like, did you date after that? Like, soon after that or no? Or did you kind of take a break to yourself for a little while?
I did date. Maybe like within a year.
Was it online or
no? It was I didn't do any more online dating.
Okay, so you're done with that.
Yeah,
I don't blame you. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
and at that point, like, my dad wasn't in my life anymore. Okay. So it was like, whatever, I'm just gonna have a boyfriend.
Did you ever tell your mom or anything about the story?
Honestly, like, I think that I did.
Okay.
But yeah, because my mom was, like, the one who was, like, accepting of a lot of stuff, even though she thought it was weird and, like, didn't want me to do a lot of stuff just right. in fear of my dad.
And, I mean, it really is scary. Like, I feel like this even kind of goes to show how south things can go. Like, luckily you were safe and everything was fine. But yeah. There's so many people that innocently get into these online relationships or even meet people online as friends mm-hmm. to just – there's so many people that seek community online yeah. and on these different chats and games and websites, which – is normal. Like, if yeah. they don't have that in real life, why not be able to get that online? But it's scary because you don't know who's sitting behind the computer screen on the other end. And if I feel like it's so easy to make fake profiles and even make fake yeah. emails and all this stuff, and we learn that at such a young age to just create this fake identity mm-hmm. to pose as something or someone else. And it's scary because you don't know if this person could hurt you or just lie to you and yeah. you know, feed you anything. I mean, like, think about it too. There's young kids that get groomed online all the time, and yeah. it's sad and it's scary, and it could lead to so much worse.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like even your story, you know, proves as a good, I guess, like safety measure yeah. as well. Because I mean, when you're young, you want to be naive. You don't want to believe, and you want to be in denial of anything that you find that isn't what you want it to be. You yeah. know what I mean? Like, obviously, exactly. at that age, you wanted it to be fine and perfect and not believe that this is just all a lie.
Yeah.
Because that sucks.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah. And, like, also, like, I was thinking, like, it was weird because it's, like, in this day and age, I feel like kids are smarter. Like, they would be like, hey, let's FaceTime. or like,
right,
things I just are feel different. Like they wouldn't just go along with it. But at the same time, like, kids these age have a lot more access to, it's like different. Social networks.
I think it depends too. I think some kids would say, yeah, let's FaceTime. But then I do think that if someone is more sheltered and more innocent, mm-hmm. they might not be as, what's the word I'm looking for? Not demanding, but like, they might not be as like outspoken to say, oh, like, I want to see you, let's FaceTime. Yeah. Like, someone might just want to talk to somebody and they might kind of just go with whatever that person says.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, in a situation like that where somebody is craving that relationship so bad, even if it's just a friendship, they're not going to, I don't think that they're going to be there saying, well, I want to know that you're real.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you would just kind of push that aside. Yeah. If you're, you know,
yeah,
which I think it just depends. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think there was like an opportunity to voice chat on that IMVU game, but like, I wasn't going to do it because I was like pretty shy back then.
Yeah.
And I wasn't just going to be like randomly talking to someone.
Yeah. I think you have to be like super outgoing.
And like, he, if it was him, he is like that kind of outgoing personality mm-hmm. type, and he didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, I have no idea who this person was.
Right. No, that is wild, honestly. And like I said, I think it's, well, one, you coming on here and sharing this story is, like I said, listening to it, I feel like people could come to their own theories and conclusions, which is so interesting to me. And two, I really do think it does serve as a good safety measure because, and I mean, you have to be careful even in real life, but it's important to know who you're talking to. And even if you're a parent
mm-hmm.
and your kid, because like, obviously, I don't know, I think as a parent, you have to kind of know your kid's probably going to do something that you wouldn't be okay with.
Yeah.
But even just kind of like maybe teaching them and putting it out there, like, I don't want you to do this, but if you're going to, please just like, just ask for something more, like more information or more detail or come to me or something of the sort, where I feel like a lot of parents are quick to be strict and controlling and think that that is going to keep their child away from danger or from something. But in reality, I think sometimes communication and showing your child that it's a safe space to come to you mm-hmm. and talk to you and open up could actually benefit more in cases of safety and just anything in the world, because the world's a scary fucking place.
No, I agree that like, definitely there needs to be kind of like, maybe this could be a good way to, if parents are listening,
yeah,
like you should, I think like just in general, like just don't shelter your kids.
I know.
Like just be more open and like, because even to this day, because of the way that I was raised and because of the way that I thought that I had to hide mostly everything I was doing, I don't have a great relationship with my parents in that way. Like, definitely not my dad, but like, I'm closer with my mom, but like, I still don't tell her everything like to this day. And it's like not even something that's like bad or like secretive. I just don't share stuff with her because it's just like ingrained in me, I guess.
Right. And that's the thing. And it's like, and I hate to say this because I really do believe that some of the parents that are sheltering their kids, they're doing it because of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wants to keep their child safe. But I do think it really can backfire.
Yeah.
And I think when you have a child, and this is honestly why for me, I don't even know if I want a kid. Like, part of me does, but then part of me is like, I know how I was growing up, and I know that part of having a child is kind of letting them bloom and blossom and like do their own thing and make those mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But making mistakes can lead to some scary shit.
Yeah.
And it's terrifying, and I can't even imagine. So I get both sides, but I feel like as a parent, you kind of, it's better to just be calm and try to tell your kid, like, you can tell me anything, you know, even if it means I might not agree with it. But I think it's important because it could lead to worse things. And if you just try to control them and tell them, don't do this, because they're never not. I feel like when you tell somebody not to do something, they're going to want to do it even more or be curious. So it's just a part of it. But no, I think that it does serve as that. Absolutely. For sure.
Yeah.
So, and even with the catfishing part, that's very fucking real. Like, you gotta know who the fuck you're talking to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do as much as you can to know that literally, person's a real person.
Literally.
Like, I still, like, support online dating. Like, it's a real thing. But just make sure that it's actually that person.
Right. Actually, yeah. Seriously, you did so good.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for coming on. And like I said, I feel like there's so many different things, like parts of your episode that I feel like people will dissect and try to figure it out. But great job, seriously. And thank you for wanting to come on here and traveling. Of course.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, of course. Yeah.